But no, here is Rhombus OBX. Enjoy. Thank you. Kia ora and welcome back. And well, what a fantastic introduction with that piece, because I'm on the line with the latest vocalist for reggae group Rhombus, TK. TK, how you going?
Not too bad, man. What is going on?
Look, I'm just sitting in the studio right now. I've got my coffee, the lights are on, it's looking beautiful outside, and I'm talking to you, which I'm very excited about.
I should have got my coffee too. I haven't had my coffee yet, so I think we started off on the wrong note.
Okay, well, we'll make it an easy interview. I know what it's like pre-coffee. It's not easy.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good. We're here now.
Anyway, so hey, congratulations on being part of Rhombus. What's that like? What's it like being the new guy?
It's pretty cool, to be honest. Well, first of all, it's really cool to even be included in, you know, by Koa and Simon and Thomas, you know, to be part of the crew and part of their latest project. And it's such an honor for me because, you know, Rhombus is so huge. And, you know, Aotearoa, and I just think that it's, I'm still in disbelief, but, you know, I'm enjoying it. I'm loving every second of it.
How did this come about? How did you end up in the group?
Well, funny enough, I was at uni studying a Bachelor of Music, and Thomas Voice is, you know, one of the lecturers at Victoria University. So I'd been doing music prior to that for a few years. I was in a band called Titanium for 5 years.
And yes, I remember Titanium well.
Yeah. So when the band split, I kind of, you know, was in what's called limbo for a while. I was like, what am I going to do now? So I just went back to uni, met Thomas in one of my classes. And one of the assignments was to send him songs or song ideas or whatever. And, you know, over the 3 years I was at uni, I kept sending him songs. And I guess in the back of his mind, he kind of just like, okay, you know, maybe this guy's got something. So after close to graduating, he kind of just hit me up. He's like, look, I like all the stuff that you've been sending me. I'd love to, you know, collaborate on a song or two if you're keen. I was like, yep, met up. Did the song, recorded, wrote it, and he was like, well, we're going to put this on our album. Are you keen to be a part of the album? I was like, hell yeah.
Well, that's the ultimate university success story, I think.
It's amazing.
That leads me on quite well, because the new album, After Party, give us a little insight into this album. How would you describe it?
Well, After Party, I think it's like a collective of collaborations, you know, from, you know, local amazing artists right here from Wellington and all around, I guess. It's very, I don't know how to describe the sound, you know, it's something that you know, you can enjoy the festival, chilling at a beach or something, just vibing out. Very dubbed, very chilled, but you can also dance to it. I think Thomas would be the best person to like really describe the sound, because he was the visionary in what he was trying to achieve with the album. And yeah, it's amazing. Can't wait for people to hear it this Friday.
Well, I've been lucky enough to hear a few tracks, and I have to say, it's a fantastic album. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So you guys pull in a lot of influence from different artists and experiences and so on. What's that like juggling all these kind of different influences? Do you kind of take it one step at a time?
No, I think it's something that, you know, when it comes to creating music, right, you pull in from everywhere, and then while doing that, something else brews out from it. So when we were in the, I guess, creative process of it, we were kind of just like, okay, we want to focus on this kind of style, but we want to pull in from like this person and that person. So because like my background is Afrobeat, R&B.
Mm.
So and you know, Rhombus is more, you know, dubbed and roots and all of that stuff. So it was a good marriage because I was coming in with the R&B, Afro beats, and, you know, Thomas and the crew were coming in with their own style. And by the time we were done with the song, it was, you know, it sounded nothing like we had in our mind at the beginning.
Yeah, like, right.
A lot better and different. So I think it was really pretty cool. It's a cool idea to just pull in from all sources, just make something, you know, something new. It's like cooking, right? You just put all kinds of spices in there, and then, you know, if you do a good portioning, you come out with a delicious meal.
So what's happening for you guys this year? So you're releasing this album this week. Are there many other plans for this year?
Yes, so we released the album on Friday, and then we're going to go into planning for a New Zealand tour. So we're going to be doing gigs all around. I think there's a few, you know, after parties as well. Well, no pun intended, but
cool.
There's a few after parties going to be put together. But right now, there's a tour coming. I personally also have like my own project that I'm about to release. Because I was doing a beat challenge on Instagram where I'm posting a beat every day. But through that challenge, I was able to create an EP with my audience. Like, we literally went on live and wrote a whole album together.
Wow. Oh, my God, that's incredible. That's so cool.
Yeah. No, it was really, really cool because we did that together online when we were in lockdown, actually. And, you know, obviously being home, everyone is at home, went on live. Hey guys, you know, I've got a few beats from the beat challenge that I've been doing. Do you guys want to write a song together? And they would send in lyric ideas, and I would be sitting there behind a mic on my computer, would watch the whole process of me recording a song from start to finish. And now, you know, we've got a whole album that they get to be a part of, and we release later down, maybe August. I'm looking at August, I think.
Damn, that's very exciting stuff. Hey, congratulations. I mean, that's not an easy way to produce an album, so that's really impressive.
No way. It's terrifying, to be honest. It's terrifying because a lot of people don't know the process of it, and, you know, get from something, an idea to a finished project, it's kind of terrifying as well.
So we're going to play after this interview Treat You So Right from the After Party album. Could you give us a wee intro into this song?
Hello everybody, the next song you're about to hear is called Treat You So Right by Rhombus, featuring myself, TK Paradza, and the beautiful Lisa Tomlins.
How would you describe it?
Soulful dub is what I would call it. Soulful dub.
I think that's an excellent, excellent way to describe it. TK, thank you so much for joining us on air this morning. And
thanks for having me, man.
Good luck for everything you guys do this year, and I'll be so excited to see what comes. And to our audience out there, make sure you get along to any of their concerts.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate your time, and, you know, this is really cool. This is really cool. I mean, I haven't done this in a long time, so it's exciting.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Thanks, man.
And that was TK, the newest vocalist for Rhombus. Anyway, right now, it's time for Treat You So Right. Song number 5 off the new After Party album. Enjoy, guys.
You are They don't know it for sure, but I got you on more. So when you hear them say, darling, don't you worry, we all in it together now. You and me forever, I'ma rise up to the occasion. You don't got to worry, girl, no hesitation, darling, don't you worry, we all in it together now. You and me forever, I'ma rise up to the occasion. Birds of a feather now, all flock together, so come around if you need my loving. I'm gonna treat you so right. If you give me your heart, I won't break it apart, babe. Never depart, babe. Oh, if you give me your soul, I'll be happy to hold you, never control you. So if you hear them say, darling, don't you worry, we all in it together now. You and me forever, I'ma rise up to the occasion. You don't got to worry, girl, no hesitation, darling, don't you worry, we all in it together now. You and me forever, I'ma rise up to the occasion. Birds of a feather now, all flock together, so come around if you need my loving. I'm gonna treat you so